USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmy award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220 to 212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. Seven college students died and four were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States is encountering over 5,000 immigrants a day trying to illegally gain entry through the southwest border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
"We're also looking at projected at this rate of 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering."
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
"I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters."
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system, but as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
"So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state, and so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians, and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans."
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.